flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Hope you are having a fabulous Tuesday morning thus far. I can say that I have already lived a life today, Steve Miggs.
Do tell.
I've been working on getting my husband to the airport to fly out to Mexico today. And obviously, like, I booked the trip for him because I'm his keeper. You know, I'm the one that's in charge of all the things.
You're his travel agent, wife.
I booked all of this for him, helped him get everything squared away. You know, had to enter in all his passport information for him, all of this. And then this morning when he called me, he asked me where his boarding pass was and also where his ticket was. And I'm like, honey, those are the same thing.
Wait, doesn't he just use a cell phone?
Well, here's the thing. When we tried to download it yesterday, it said that that you needed to go see an Alaska Airlines agent or whatever that kind of thing to get your boarding pass. So I told him this yesterday.
Is it because they have like some follow-up questions to ask him? Because why is he going to Mexico again?
He's going to Mexico to see the band Fish.
Yes.
And it's not really my thing, but I kind of realized, you know, I just turned 40. I'm the one that should be in Mexico right now.
Right?
Why am I not in Mexico, Danny?
Because you don't have the cash like his buddy Joe does.
I know. They're in the Alaska lounge right now, just living it up. So I finally have a little bit of peace of mind. Like, they made it to the airport. He got his boarding pass.
They got through security.
He took the train to the gate. Like, we're fine.
So they're going to Mexico to go see the band Fish.
For four nights.
Wait, Fish is playing all four nights?
All four nights. So tonight
That's a lot of fish. And
yeah.
I like Fish. Like, I've seen them a bunch of times, you know, I mean, especially not growing up, but going to college in Plattsburgh, New York. They were Burlington, Vermont, so they were like our local heroes. Trey from the band would like pop over to Plattsburgh and like play random bars, just like open mics. It was like kind of cool
growing up
around that time, but I wouldn't want to see them four straight nights.
What about with your toes in the sand in Mexico, Steve Miggs?
are they playing on the beach?
I mean, I feel like it's right on the beach.
I mean, if they're like on like some kind of like a little barge like in the water where I could just kind of like chill and enjoy the water, then yeah, sure, because I have other stuff to do.
Oh, I think you're going to have a great time.
Oh, I'm positive you're going to have a great time.
So now I get to be a solo parent for the rest of the week into the weekend, and it's cold, so I'm annoyed. I'm not resentful at all. I have no resentment at all.
I was like, take solace in knowing that your husband's going to have the best time ever while you're here.
Oh, my God. It only hurts a little bit. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by SeattleBoatShow.com. Get on a boat, go to Mexico, go see fish with your husband.
Okay.
Now are we in?
Yeah.
We could broadcast from the Seattle Boat Show.
Oh, my God. That would be a blast.
I would be in for that. That'd be great.
Definitely.
Today, it's National Actually Plan for a Vacation Day. So if I need to plan my vacation, can I hit you up?
Yes. But just don't ask me for your boarding pass and your ticket.
Dude, so our daughter yesterday, I think, is like, she's convinced that, she's like, when are we going to Hawaii again? I was like, when we pay off the credit card that we put a bunch of money on to go to the last Hawaiian trip. That's when we're going. And then she brings up a Disney cruise as well. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, sure. Yeah, we'll do Hawaii and Disney this year. Why not?
I like that she has good taste in vacations. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Just like her mom. She likes to spend dad's money a lot quicker than dad can make it. I was like, hold, pump the brakes. We'll get one vacation in. Do you have a big vacation plan?
No.
Nothing?
I mean, I'm going to Vegas to see Dead and Company, but it's not like a big vacation. I'm not going.
You know, in the eyes of some, that is a big vacation. Saying, oh, I'm going to Leavenworth for the weekend, like, which is what we're doing because we can't afford a vacation. That's like a, that's just a little getaway.
Well, we're staying at like a super cheap hotel in Old Town, you know.
Oh, you're slumming it.
Yeah, that's my big vacation, is a Vegas vacation.
How many nights are you going for?
Just 2 nights.
Okay, that's
that's plenty for
that's
me.
That's sometimes one too many.
I know.
Yeah. You guys have big vacation plans? Nothing yet.
I'm going to Nashville for the first time for my friend's wedding.
Ooh. Oh, you'll love it.
Nashville
is the best.
I'm very excited. So far, it's looking very expensive, though. So
Nashville's a blast. I don't know if it's your scene, though.
Well, should I bring my cowgirl boots? Is that the scene?
Well, I remember going to all the bars in Nashville, which was a blast, but they weren't like bars that you twerk at.
They weren't dropping it low.
They're more bars that you line dance at.
Oh, no.
Two Step and Sarah.
So I should bring my boots.
Probably.
Okay.
Yesterday, big press conference. I think a lot of us Seahawks fans are just kind of like watching as outsiders to see what's going on in the world of Pete Carroll. They had the big press conference. It was him. I didn't realize they also have a brand new general manager. His name is John Spytek. He used to be with the Denver Broncos. He joked about how the last time him and Pete interacted was when the Seahawks were kicking their faces in during the Super Bowl, which I thought was kind of a funny spot, a funny moment during it. But it's also kind of funny that Pete's working with another new, younger general manager by the name of John.
Another John.
Yeah, so it makes it easy. It's like, you know, divorcing and marrying someone with the same name.
You can't screw that up.
It's exactly the same thing. But Pete did talk about what the plans are with taking over the Las Vegas Raiders. You know, a lot of people are skeptical. I've seen some people that are Raiders fans online being like, what a terrible hire, which I'm like, a lot of people in Seattle thought it was a terrible hire to bring him here to Seattle, and look what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, he changed the culture, and I think the Raiders definitely need somebody to change the culture there. And here's Pete talking about what the plans are.
You all wondering about timelines and all that. It took us a few years to get to the very top of the last couple programs I was with. We're starting right now, going for it immediately. We're going to start right now to go after it and build this team as quickly as we can. As John saw Max back there, Max.
I mean, that's basically him saying, I'm 73. I don't have time to rebuild.
No.
Like, I've got a 3-year plan. We got to get winning right away.
It's go time.
And then he focuses on a player who's been, I don't know if he's been vocal, but rumor has it once out. He's like their one-star player, Max with two X's, Max Crosby.
So edgy.
And here he is. He addresses him because Max is in the back of the room while this press conference is going on.
Saw Max back there. Max, send a message, man. We're coming after you. We're going to come find you guys and get this thing rolling as soon as possible with the highest of expectations, with a mentality. We'll drive high performance in a way that hopefully everybody's going to hear us.
Pete, 73 years old. I mean, it doesn't sound it.
No, he sounds spry and ready for action.
It doesn't sound a day over 55.
Yeah.
Anyways, they got like $100 million in cap space, so I think they're going to be maybe investing in Max and some other people to make that franchise better.
Definitely. Meteorologists are monitoring some potential lowland snow coming up this weekend and maybe into early next week, but we really do need like that magic alignment of cold air and moisture.
This is awesome.
Are you ready for it?
No, I'm thinking about you. It could snow while your husband's in Mexico. What a great time.
Well, then he started bringing up, what if we can't land the plane if there's snow and we have to, like, you know, divert or the flight gets canceled. I'm like, don't even suggest that you could spend more time in Mexico than you already are.
I feel like he's just throwing that out there because he knows there's a very good chance that they're going to miss their flight back from Mexico because they're partying way too hard at the fish concert.
They better be back on time.
So snow, yay.
Yay, snow.
I got something for us to be excited about, and that's Dick's Drive-In celebrating their 71st anniversary by rolling back the burger prices. to just 19 cents, which is the same price that they were back in 1954. This will be available over the next 3 days. So today, if you want to get that deal, you got to go to Wallingford, Broadway, or Lake City Dick's locations. And it's only one, you can only get one burger per customer. Or,
yes.
Or if you leave, change your costume, put a thick mustache on, you'll be good to go. Tomorrow, it's Queen Anne, Crossroads, and Federal Way. And then on Thursday, it's Holman Road, Edmonds, and Kent.
Oh, I'm hitting up Edmonds on my way home that day for sure.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 45 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. The DMD, well, that's what's up.
We have all had some crazy teachers in the past, but there's a principal and a teacher that were just arrested for the most insane reason, and we're going to tell you what happened at 620.
The Daily Mix Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A teacher and a principal were arrested when Florida police busted up a party of underage drinkers.
Oh, boy.
And it was at the principal's home.
My mind was blown when I saw that.
How does this happen? This is Fox 35 Orlando with the report.
Hill Brodigan is the principal at Theodore Roosevelt Elementary School. And Cocoa Beach police say around 100 kids were partying at her home on Sunday night and drinking alcohol that was available in coolers.
Okay, I mean, how do you even think that's a good idea as a teacher?
Let alone the head of the school?
Even a vice principal. I'm like, you're the freaking principal.
That's bad.
That's awful.
Throughout the house, a nearby traffic stop landed one juvenile in jail, charged with a DUI. Police say a Theodore Roosevelt Elementary School teacher, Carly Anderson, was also at the party, intoxicated.
Okay.
Nice. What?
This sounds like a great party. This is the party that will last. This will be a story forever for like the when those kids get older, the time that their principal just got unhinged and invited us to a kegger.
Legendary.
These kids, they trust teachers. They trust the administrators. And when you have someone betray that trust and lead these kids down a path like that, it's just, it's sad and scary all at the same time.
Oh, super man. Scary.
Can you imagine being a parent?
Oh, I'd be enraged.
I saw one dad who's just like, not surprised. Nothing really surprises me these days anymore. I'm like, this is the world we live in, that you're not even surprised that a principal is throwing a party that teens are going to.
Maybe it's because it's in Florida.
Wow.
I mean, did you ever have any teachers that like cross the line with partying with kids?
Not that I know of, but I wasn't. I don't know if this comes as a surprise to you. I wasn't very popular in high school.
You didn't get invited to the teacher's house to party?
I wasn't ever invited to anybody's house to party, let alone. I don't even know if I was invited to my own house. I think they just begrudgingly let me live there. In college, there were a couple of teachers, but it was a little bit different.
Yeah.
There were a couple of teachers that all of a sudden, there was, okay, so in Plattsburgh, New York, there was like the main bars, like all the college kids went to, and then we called them the townie bars. And those were like where the people who lived in the the town.
Sure.
Went and drank. They didn't want to be anywhere near the college kids. But some of those college kids would sometimes end up at the townie bars because we thought it'd be awesome just to hang out with the locals.
Yeah.
And every once in a while we'd be like in there and we realize, oh, there's, you know,
Professor so-and-so.
Yes. And it'd be awkward at first, but then they would look at us and like, well, you're 21. Come have a drink and talk. I mean, it was always like pleasant.
Oh, for sure.
But again, we were overage.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, there was a teacher at Stanwood High School, a coach and teacher that got in trouble for partying.
Was it the gym coach?
I think he taught social studies, but okay. He was the head football coach. I think maybe assistant track coach, and I think maybe even helped with wrestling, and he got in big trouble. I mean, I think he was like smoking drugs with the kids.
What? Smoking drugs with the kids?
Yes. And not like the weed drugs, other
like
drugs.
Meth?
No, I think he was like smoking crack. Oh. with some kids.
Wow.
I am not joking. I'm telling you, Stanford had some wild years.
That's insane.
Yeah. He got arrested. It was bad times.
Oh, I can only imagine. The parents were probably losing their ass.
Yeah. Bad choices from these teachers, I tell you. So both of the educators in the story from Florida, they've been charged with child neglect and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Well, I heard part of the story, too, which I thought was just insane, was like one of the teens had too much to drink, and I think it was outside, and somebody called like a medic to come check up on the kid. And when the medics were showing up, or like, I think it was either the principal or the teacher turned the lights off on the front porch so that they wouldn't see the kid outside on the front lawn or something along those lines. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you people?
Just keeps getting worse.
Right. So, like, at first, like, the medics didn't notice. They just kind of drove by the house, not because they weren't able to see the numbers. And I think eventually, obviously, they were able to get back there to check on the kid and make sure they're okay. But that's just, it's just like one thing on top of another on top of another. I just don't understand how a principal gets to become a principal with that kind of decision-making abilities.
Real bad decision-making skills. 206-803-ROCK. We all have had one, and we know that you probably have one. What is your insane teacher story? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we would love to hear your insane teacher story. What is your insane teacher story? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and tell us about it. Nick from Olympia, what was the deal with your French teacher?
When I was a senior in high school, we had this French teacher who, do you know what the app Grindr is?
Yeah.
Heard of it, yes.
So,
it's about sandwiches, right? Sending, like Subway sandwiches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. He got caught sending less than appropriate pictures to a student that was in his front row.
Oh, no.
I don't know if any parents ever actually found out about it or if it got reported or anything, but I do remember seeing the pictures pass around school and they were not pleasant.
Oh, no.
That's super messed up, but I don't know why I'm picturing him in a beret. Because the French teacher the whole time, he's just naked wearing a beret. I don't know why. That's probably not the best thing
to
think
about. There was a lot of leather and rings, from what I remember.
I'm guessing not leather berets, though. Not
leather. Would you like to see my packet?
Wee-wee. Would you like to see my wee-wee?
206-803-ROCK. Jack from Linwood. Tell us about the yardstick.
So, my third grade teacher, mind you, this was like 1992, but if you weren't paying attention, she would walk around and smack your hands with her ruler. It was like a half a yardstick. And I just remember a couple times I would be talking to my friend, wasn't paying attention, and I would just get this, I mean, you just know what a ruler feels like, smack on the hands, but she was not nice enough.
Jack, also, was this a private or a public school?
This is a public school.
Okay, because once you said that, I instantly thought this has to be like a Catholic high school or a Catholic school, because that's exactly the world that I grew up in, where it's just like, sometimes the nuns were like more violent than the actual, like the dudes.
Yeah, I just know that back then, it was legal for teachers to discipline kids. I mean, like my principal would spank you if, like, that was a thing. Also, this was the only teacher I've ever had that had this, but it was like the dunce hat. You know what I mean? She didn't have the actual hat, but she had what was called the timeout stool. Yeah. And it was just sat in a corner, and you would have to go sit into the corner facing the corner on the timeout stool.
Wait, did the dunce hat have the word dunce written on the hat as well?
like I'm saying, she didn't actually have the dunce hat. But
I thought you said she did. Okay, gotcha.
It was the hat of shame. You know? Jack, out of curiosity, where was this? Was this in the state of Washington or somewhere else?
Yes, this was in Everett. I'm not going to say just for reasons, but it was in Everett. Yeah, elementary school.
Wow. No, yeah. Many years ago, it was a different time when it came to, because I mean, I told you the story about my old, it was a history teacher, and he was also the baseball coach, Mr. Murek. I'll say his name because he's no longer with us. And it's funny, whenever I would meet somebody who went to Zavarian High School growing up around that time, even if we weren't in the same class, or maybe it was like 5, 6, 7, 8 years of separation, you'd just be like, oh, you went to Zavarian too? Mr. Murek? And it was just like this look on someone's face like, oh yeah, like he would hit you with the yardsticks. He would physically throw you into the bus if you weren't moving fast enough. Like he'd smack you upside the back of the head. He was out of his mind.
So would you also get like detention or something like that, or was it just like straight up beatings?
Oh no, it never got to detention with him. Like he would just beat you until like you didn't do anything bad, and we were very well behaved. I'm not saying it was the right way to handle things, but we were very well behaved in history class.
Oh my gosh.
My favorite was my 7th grade history teacher in New Mexico, and it was New Mexico history, oddly enough, and we had her
history teacher.
Yeah, I know. We had her 4th period, and she, but that was like when we used to have 2 lunches, A and B lunch, and we had B lunch, but a lot of times we'd come in and she'd be like, guys, she can't do class today. Go ahead and take both lunches. And so we'd take both lunches, and then we'd walk by the classroom, and she would be asleep on her desk.
She was hungover.
Maybe.
I mean, that's my first thought, was like, she just had a rough night.
But she did 3 classes before us. It was always just, she just wanted, she would just take a nap, and she would be sprawled out late, and you could see her, like, lights off,
not
on
even
the
hiding
desk.
It.
Just passed out.
Oh, my.
I just texted 206-803 Rock. After graduating high school, we had a teacher that had a handful of us over her house for a slumber/drinking party. Looking back on it, pretty messed up. Not sure what I told my parents to allow me to go. Yeah, I can't imagine you're like, hey, I'm going to the old teacher's house.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's crazy.
So wild. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He has a current record of 24 wins, 18 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. 206-803 Rock. Give us a call and we will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.